USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a phone call today, President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he expects a significant de-escalation today on the path toward a ceasefire. That's according to the White House. It was the fourth time the president has spoke with Netanyahu over the past week as the tensions continue to be high between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. As Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to criticize Netanyahu for the strikes, he's not backing down.
To have Israel criticized for that is absurd. Not only is it absurd and unjust and untrue, it does enormous damage to democracies that are fighting this kind of evil. It says you cannot protect yourself.
The House expected to vote on a bill today that would create an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Three Republican lawmakers face a $500 fine for skirting mask rules on the floor of the House of Representatives. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast saying he's following the recent guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mast telling Fox News he believes this is just another power grab by the Democrats.
I went onto the floor of the House of Representatives. I had to speak, and as I was sitting there, a member of the House Sergeant at Arms staff approached me, asked me if I was going to put on my mask. I said no. They said, okay, you will be fine for that. The only thing that Speaker Pelosi is protecting right now is control, is tyrannical control. Because if you've been vaccinated, there's no reason for you to have to wear a mask.
More people will soon be welcomed back to the happiest place on earth. Disneyland has bumped capacity to 35% as coronavirus cases drop. Even better, anyone can visit starting next month when California removes its tiered reopening system. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Americans are itching to travel again after more than a year of the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns. Travel to Europe and other regions may take longer to pick up given the murky coronavirus protocols and ongoing restrictions against visiting some countries. Now, if you do plan to travel, you will need to still wear your mask at an airport even if you're fully vaccinated, as well while you're on an airplane. As far as why that's necessary, CBS News medical contributor Dr. John LaPook tells CBS This Morning,
it's basically to protect people who are either unvaccinated or vaccinated, but for some reason they didn't get an adequate immune response to the vaccine. For example, somebody who's immunocompromised. In that scenario, if you're inside of a plane and people aren't wearing masks, if somebody doesn't wear a mask and they're infected, they pose a danger to other people.
CBS News' travel editor Peter Greenberg also has some tips regarding once you arrive at your destination to make sure you're within the guidelines of that city or state.
Well, first thing, you can always go to the CDC's own website to see what each state is doing. But the reality, Anthony, is that very few states have the resources or the staff to enforce those guidelines, let alone monitor them. We're morphing into an honor system where individual personal responsibility and situational awareness is key. So I'm less concerned about flying to a destination right now than I am about the behavior of the people in that destination.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.